Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
So badly we often want to hear from God, but when we don't hear from Him, it can be discouraging at best and devastating at worst. There are times where sometimes God does remain silent on a matter, but there are often times where He is speaking, but we miss His voice. In today's episode, I want to share with you four of the biggest mistakes we can make when it comes to hearing from God.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. So often we question how to pray and wonder if we are praying correctly. And what we often mean by this is, are we saying the right words in the right way so that God will hear us? Luckily for us, Jesus outlines in detail in the scriptures how we are to pray and even how we are not to pray. However, I think it's also important for us to keep in mind how we hear from God. In fact, I am sure that there are many that think it is impossible to hear from God at all. But if you've been tuning in to the last few episodes on our Teach Us to Pray podcast, we have been discussing various ways that God speaks to us through His word, in prayer, and even in our life circumstances. If we pay attention, we'll realize God actually has a lot to say. And we will continue to learn on this podcast even more ways that God speaks to us. But for today's episode, I want to discuss some of the greatest mistakes believers make when it comes to hearing from God, which prevent us from hearing from Him at all sometimes. We'll discuss how we can overcome these challenges so that we can consistently and clearly hear from God. Just a few months ago, I was having a conversation with a very young teenager who is a close friend of mine, and she is an avid YouTube watcher, like many young girls her age, but she also has this passion and zeal for the Lord. However, many of the questions that she had for me pertaining to her faith had to do with some sort of YouTube video that she watched. Someone had prophesied something was going to happen, or someone said that God told them this was going to happen if you didn't do this, and it left her rather confused. My advice to her, stop watching YouTube videos. Stop looking for spiritual guidance from God on YouTube, and instead, listen to God yourself. Jesus came and died on the cross so that we could have direct contact with the maker of the universe. We don't have to rely on other people or people in more spiritual leadership positions than us in order to hear from God. As I looked on YouTube myself, I could see how easy it could become to get caught up in all these prophetic Word of God videos that are on YouTube. Because if you are not confident in hearing from God yourself, how much more easy is it for you to type in a link, press play, and just listen to someone else tell you a word that God gave to them? But as many of you know, I have shared countless times on this podcast, prayer isn't just about getting an answer or trying to figure something out. It's about building an intimate relationship with God. And you can't really do that, build that one-on-one intimate relationship with God if you're inviting someone else in on the process. Now, don't get me wrong. I completely believe in the Lord sending other people to confirm a word that He's already spoken to you. And we'll talk about that and what to expect with that, and even talk a little bit more about prophetic words in later episodes. But I never want you to miss the truth that God wants to speak to you directly. Now, here are some of the greatest mistakes we make, however, when it comes to our trying to hear from God. I've touched on this a little bit. However, I need to say it again. The first mistake that we often make when it comes to hearing from God is that we want to rely on others to hear from God as opposed to investing in our own spiritual growth in relationship with God to hear from Him ourselves. Now, this is the main reason why there are so many false prophets out there that are so popular, because it is so much easier to just press play on a YouTube video than to spend 30 minutes in quiet prayer with God, in listening prayer, creating the space that you need to hear from Him yourself. I'll be honest with you. Prayer isn't always easy. There are many challenges that we face when it comes to making space to not only pray to God, but especially hear from Him. We live in such a hectic and rushed society that, yeah, it's easier to just listen to someone else than actually make the time to be quiet and listen to God. But it's always worth it, because there's not going to be any kind of miscommunication between a direct word from God to you. However, when you get other people involved, that's when confusion can sometimes kick in. That's when you're like, wait, did God really say that to her to tell me? Or this person said this would happen, but another person said something else completely would happen. That's confusion, and that is not of God. How we overcome this is by making time to not just pray to God, but to listen to God. Which leads to the second mistake that people often make when it comes to hearing from God, and is we're trying to rush a word from the Lord. If we don't hear anything right away, we think God's not speaking. If the matter hasn't become clear to us in how God wants us to respond or what He wants us to do or what He thinks about it, then we just assume that He is not going to speak at all, and we try to find other means to get the direction that we should only be receiving from God. Here's the truth. So often we want to rush a word from God. We want to hurry up and know what He wants us to do so that we can rush into the next thing. But I have a question for you. Have you been obedient to the last thing that God told you to do? Because oftentimes God hasn't spoken to us to share with us what He wants us to do next because we haven't been obedient with what He already told us to do. Now, don't rush a word from God. Don't become anxious when you feel like you aren't hearing from Him. Remind yourself, what's the last word that He gave you? What's the last thing that He told you to do? And make sure that you're doing that. If you feel like God is silent, I encourage you to listen to one of my last episodes where I shared with you what to do when God is silent. It doesn't mean that God's mad. It doesn't mean that He's not talking to you, but it does mean that He won't be rushed. Take your time. continue to pursue him, continue to seek his face, and he will make his will known to you. The third mistake that we often make when it comes to hearing from God is we're trying too hard to hear from him. We're wondering if everything is a sign from God. The sky is blue. Does that mean I should wear a blue shirt? Or she wore a green shirt today. Does that mean I should go this way and do that purpose that I felt like God called me to do? We're looking for signs everywhere. We're trying so hard to hear from God and make sure that we won't miss a word from him. But the issue arises then because we become fearful that we'll miss something from God. And I want to remind you today that God will speak to you in the way that he knows that you will hear from him. He will confirm his word to you, and he will not leave his will a mystery to you. We don't have to make our prayer life frantic and anxious because we're so worried if we'll miss a word from God, or if God is speaking to us, or if that was God. If you don't know, if you're not sure, ask him. There are so many times where I feel like maybe God is leading me in a certain direction, but I'm not sure. And I'll admit, I do myself become a little anxious and worry. I don't want to get this wrong. But then I remember that the scriptures tell us to pray about everything. So I will even pray about my prayer. I will even pray about what it is I feel like God is speaking to me. And oftentimes I will pray, Lord, will you confirm this to me? Will you let me know if I'm really hearing you correctly? And then I wait. Again, don't rush God, because God is not in a rush, and so neither should we. Oftentimes then, God will confirm what I feel like I've heard from him through his word, through an encouraging word or a truthful word from a friend, even through dreams sometimes. God knows how to get your attention, and I'm often left with a sense of peace knowing that I have heard from God. A word from God is not going to leave you anxious or fearful, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And that is what his voice sounds like. The final mistake that I want to share with you that we often make when it comes to hearing from God is not being confident that he will speak to us in the first place. I shared with you at the beginning of this episode that there are some people that don't even think that God still speaks to people today. And maybe that's you. And it's true. God doesn't always speak in this loud, audible voice like we read about in the Bible. Maybe you haven't seen a burning bush like Moses. But God is very much in relationship with his people. That's the entire reason why he sent Jesus to die on the cross, so that we could be in relationship with him. Now, what successful relationship do you know doesn't have a healthy two-way street of communication? None. We are called to pray to God, but please believe he is talking back to us. So I challenge you. Take time this week to pray to God, but then be still, get quiet, pay attention to your life, and listen to how he is speaking to you. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray and hear from him? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God. And knowing which of the three prayer personality types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear from God, how you most likely connect with him in prayer, and just to have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's show. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and join me on the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to grow your faith, learn God's word, and encourage your soul, available now in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.